Let's sum up what 2012 looked like economically for Utah.
We've recovered all of our jobs from the Great Recession. Our unemployment rate is the sixth lowest in the country. Our job growth rate is the fifth highest.
Natalie Gogner, chief economist for the Salt Lake Chamber, says 2013 looks to be the same way. But there's a lot more risk involved.
The European debt crisis, Asia slowing, the fiscal cliff, and the ongoing paralysis in Washington. If we can fix that, I expect 2013 to be a very robust year.
There's a lot riding on policymakers to reach a compromise before the January 1st deadline. If that doesn't happen, Gogner says 90% of Utah households will experience a tax increase, averaging $3,500 annually. Darren Mellett, senior analyst for CBRE, the world's largest commercial real estate company, says while the country waits for Congress to make decisions in Washington, Utah already has the framework in place for a strong 2013.
Over the last several years, we've really seen a concentration of development in Utah's tech sector along I-15 from southern Salt Lake County into northern Utah. You drive through Lehi and you can see a lot of new construction going on, and that is directly related to the health of the tech sector in Utah.
He adds the largest project in the upcoming year will be the redevelopment of the Salt Lake City International Airport, which will total $2.2 billion when it's complete in 2024. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.